B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like the sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly with Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like the opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's the Mike Missinelli Show. I can't hear myself currently because these headphones that I have on do not work. But we'll fix the problem coming up as we start another week on the Mike Missinelli Show. And it's broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. So everybody's surviving this weekend. I hope everybody is. We will continue to hold necessary conversation on how you're living your life these days and what's happening. So let's talk about, first of all, how this is bringing out the best and the worst of people. And let's go over a couple things. First of all, how it's bringing out the best of people. Well, we just read where Ben Simmons is using his celebrity to make a difference and help nonprofits, right? Also, Michael Rubin turning his factory into a place where you can make masks. There was that manufacturer, the vacuum cleaner manufacturer Dyson, and what he's doing. And at MIT, they've actually invented ventilators that for $100 that will satisfy. So all that's good. Now here's the bad side and the worst of people, because we've been reading all these stories over the weekend about the lady who coughed in the grocery store, cost that grocery store $35,000 worth of merchandise. They had to throw it out. There was a man, I saw the video this week, I don't know if anybody saw it, but there was a man who coughed on an orange. And all of a sudden, the store clerk, one of the store clerks came out of nowhere and clocked the guy. Now, that's basically an assault. But when you saw that, what was your reaction? Your reaction was good for him, right?
100%.
Yeah, yes. All right, so now there was the guy in Jersey who held a Corona party and had to have it shut down and thinking it was no big deal, and he had 47 people in a Corona party. And then finally, there's a story where I was reading today, some guys that are renting a house in Maine, they're Jersey guys, and are renting a house in Maine for some kind of construction project. And the residents up there saw a license plate that said they're from New Jersey, which is a state that's getting hammered here, that we know, by the coronavirus. And they decided to take vigilante matters into their own hand. They chopped down a tree and blocked the road so these people could not get out of their house. Did you see this?
And then
when the guy came out with his car trying to get by, they all came out of the woodwork and start haranguing the guy, thinking that, how dare you? You're from Jersey. You must have the coronavirus. So we're not going to let you leave the house. It's bringing out the best and worst. It really, on one side, you have a lot of people that are so willing to dig down deep and help everybody else. And the other side, just people can't play by the rules. I don't understand it.
Well, they say sometimes that adversity doesn't really build character. It reveals your character. And I think in this case, that's what's happening. People are reverting to what they really are. Mm-hmm. Decisions that are being made right now by people reveal who they really are deep down inside. And it goes both ways, like you said.
All right. So we're going to talk about that, obviously. But also, I want to talk about this prospect of how we're going to... See, we're not even at the point where we can have life resume. And we're talking about how sports has to resume. And I got to be honest with you, I'm not really plugged into it. I do sports here for a living. I get it. I don't have any kind of care about sports resuming at this point. And I wonder if people are in the same boat. Listen, sports are very important to me. I do it for a living. It's important to you. It's a diversion for real life. But I don't have any energy to care about whether the NBA has to resume its season or the NHL has to resume its season, and we're so desperate we have to have these studio versions of the sport. I don't get it, and I know a lot of people want it badly, but I just think our priorities are out of whack that we're doing something like this. Now, I want to discuss that today. I know, Tyrone, you're on the side of let's have the sports. Let's have it in one location. And let's televise it and have a game.
Yes, because if we're going to have the draft and we can't delay that, then if the players are all tested and it's safe, give me something to watch.
Yeah, but it's just not the same. It's like, to me, it's like foolishness that we're so desperate. Sports is so important in our life, and at this point, it's really not that we have to have these fake games. Now, the NFL draft is different. It's an event that's already kind of a studio event. So I don't have a problem with that. That's carrying on the way it normally carries on, except there's not going to be any people there. But when you're playing games and you're having interaction, I don't think it's... I know, you can test guys. I just don't like the look of it.
Yeah,
to me, you shouldn't have it.
Yeah, to me, I don't care about the look of it. I just want...
No, I mean, not the look as far as the cosmetic look. The look that we have to have. We're so desperate for sports that we have to have this fake way of presenting them.
To me, that's... what's fake? I'm confused by what's fake.
Well, it's not... Sports are about fan involvement, fan participation. Now, I know we're going to have something that we can watch on our television, but it's going to be so weak to watch an empty game. It's like watching a scrimmage. There's no excitement. There's nothing to get you jacked up except the game itself. And it's like, I don't want sport in that version. I just have no desire for it.
But they've done these concerts, these couch concerts, like people are at their homes. People are enjoying it, and music is performed in front of people.
Different.
It's not different.
Different. You can sit there and listen to music without having to see anything. Music is... we've been listening to recorded music our whole lives.
And when
it's not even that much different.
And if I'm home, I don't care about the fan interaction. I want to watch a game. To me, it's exactly the same.
Yeah, it's not the same for me. So we'll continue on that note and talk about that. Now... here's what we're doing today, and I want to talk about this just a little bit later to put it in context, but we are giving away cash here. That's right. Seven times each weekday, our Fanatic 500 Fast Cash Contest is going to happen, and this is your chance to score $500 in the contest. Weekdays, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2 p.m., 4 p.m., 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. We will announce the Fast Cash keyword. You'll have up to 15 minutes to enter it on the Fanatic app on 97.5 The Fanatic or by texting the keyword to 45911. And those who enter on the mobile app or on the website will be qualified to win a $10,000 cash prize. All right. And when we come back from a break, I'm going to give you, or should I give the password now?
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
So 2:15 on the Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. We start another week. 2 o'clock hour is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin, attention HVAC contractors. Visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Let's bring the third member of the crew into the situation with our Twitter polls we started for today. The Twitter poll brought to us by Paulie Moyer and Sons. Get your lawnmower zero turn or any of your small engine tools up and running again. Time for spring with Paulie Moyer and Sons online parts warehouse. Visit poweredbymoyer.com today. With her remote location and hookup, it's the great Natalie Eganoff. Natalie.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Nat.
Today's poll has over 200 votes on this one early. Has the pandemic brought out the best or worst in others? 39% say the best. 61% say the worst. So
61% has brought out the worst more than the best?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it has. It should be closer to 50-50, guys. There are a lot of people out there trying to help.
Agreed.
And this is what's great about America. We bond together.
Yeah.
And we try to help.
Yeah.
So how was your weekend, Nat?
Oh, you know, lots of sitting. I made my French onion soup. It was good.
You did?
I did.
Did you binge watch TV?
I watched some TV. I did that. Mm-hmm. I watched that concert last night. I've been reading a lot just to kind of like take my mind off of everything.
You. Did you watch Villanova Georgetown on Sunday?
I did not.
You did not?
No.
Okay.
No, I did not watch Villanova Georgetown.
What was that, like noon on Sunday?
Yeah, on CBS.
Did you watch that time?
I watched the beginning, and then, to be honest with you, I did not enjoy the quality of the basketball.
Because it was slower?
Because
it didn't have a shot clock?
I need the shot clock. To me, it's cheating without the shot clock.
Yeah, but it's a completely different perspective of the game, though. It was brilliant in the way it was played.
Yes, and Raleigh did a good job. Rolly Massimino coached a great game. They didn't miss a single shot. That obviously helped make the execution look that much better when you make every shot. And it seemed like Georgetown was playing catch up the whole time.
Uh-huh.
But I did not enjoy the presentation. Some of the other games that they showed later, I did enjoy more. Like that Kentucky-Arizona game, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, see, this is the difference between those games that they play. You have a curiosity. Like the Villanova-Georgetown game, there are a lot of people invested in that game, especially if you're a Villanova guy, right? So you're going to watch that from top to bottom. Those games, for me, those throwback games, only last 5 minutes in my head because the only thing interesting is that I don't really care about the result at this point or how the game was. I look at players and I go, oh, my God, he played on that team? Yeah. Like the Arizona game, they had Miles Simon and Mike Bibby was the backcourt.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, those guys played together. It's fun to remember that. And then I'm out. You know, let's see who's on Kentucky. Who's playing with Kentucky that of any note? Nazee Muhammad.
Nazee Muhammad was
on that team.
Trey Turner was the defensive guy who ended up fouling out in that game. And then they had one of the good pros. Well,
Ron Mercer. Ron Mercer was on that team. He was a high draft pick. Once I see that, I go, oh, that's kind of cool. And then I'm out.
No, I enjoyed it. Really? I enjoyed that game.
Yeah,
the
Villanova game, because of the way it was played, and you knew what was coming, and you knew. And I didn't really, it's funny, because when you go back, and a lot of Villanova people, and I tweeted this out, and a lot of people got on board with it. Georgetown pulled some BS at the end. Did you see their tricks they tried to play to get back in that game?
Yeah.
Wingate knocks the ball goes through the hoop. He knocks it into the stands to buy them more time.
Yeah.
To stop the clock.
That's the first time should be delay a game.
Right. Now, Horace Brodax pulls down Harold Presley trying to get an offensive foul, just yanks him down on top of him.
Yeah.
And they didn't call that one, right?
No, they
didn't call it. And then Ewing, this was a brilliant move. In the middle, like a guy was shooting two free throws. I forget who it was. Might have been Dwayne McClain. He goes to the line, and before they put the ball in his hands, Ewing has the towel boy under the basket come out and wipe down the floor. You see that?
Yeah,
that
part? That's smart.
Yes, and so he delayed. Now the referee has to take the ball back. Mm-hmm. How do they get away with that stuff?
Gamesmanship.
Gamesmanship.
Yeah.
They were so desperate in the end. They tried everything.
They did.
It's almost like they woke up and go, oh, my God, wait, we can lose this game. We got to pull this BS.
I think they thought Nova would start missing. And I think they thought, oh, okay, once they start missing, we'll get some runouts. We'll be able to because they had better athletes.
Yes.
And it never happened. And they had to be in that half court the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And I think that was that.
Yeah. And also interesting to me, and now you'll love this, there was a shot at the end where they're all celebrating.
Yeah.
And the players are getting congratulated. and the cheerleaders are involved. And this cheerleader congratulates, I forget what player it was, and like hits him on the shoulder. And it was a girl I dated.
What? What do you mean?
Yes, yes.
Mike, you have these women coming out of the woodwork.
The villain of a cheerleader, at the time, was very brief. But the villain of a cheerleader that was on the screen, there's this famous shot of her, and it's like, oh, yeah, I dated her.
Oh, my God.
It's a nice pull. It's a nice pull.
Of course you did. They just come crawling, and then they're all over your TV screen.
Look how long ago this was.
Yeah,
you know, that can't happen way, 85.
Right. So, 35 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't date her at the time. I met her later.
Right.
But that was the girl who was in the frame.
No, still.
Oh, look, it's one of Mike's old girlfriends.
No. A Nova girl at that.
Oh,
a Nova
shocking.
Girl at that, uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I got to be honest with you, I wasn't comfortable with that part of it.
Really?
Well, yeah, because it was all Nova, Nova, Nova.
Right.
Like, yeah. It was such a Nova rah-rah
right.
that I just couldn't take it after a while.
Yeah. They're not, right now, Nova fans, though, they've been showing a lot of re-airs. They're mm-hmm. not on my nerves much because everybody's reminiscing about their old school. Duke fans mm-hmm. are, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one good thing about quarantine right now is because my instinct is to slap a Duke fan. And I don't have to worry about an assault charge because of quarantine. They're on every time they're re-showed again. This was Coach K's best performance. Oh, do you remember this squad? This just shows you how Christian Laettner, you Duke fans, enough. Like on social media, enough. Like I cannot, right now that's my main motivation for everybody to stay inside and get on this other side of quarantine. So I have to hear about Duke fans because they're showing classic games. Duke's won a lot. And have to hear from the Dukies about how great Coach K is and how great this is and that. And that. Oh, my God.
You know what? You can't refute it. It's like, you know, it's one of those things they have over you. You know? And me. They have basketball success. They have Coach K. Yeah, you know what? Knock yourself out.
I can't hear about it all the time where they'll go out and act like they were underdogs in all those games. You see, have that over me. Say, dominant Duke. Instead, they're like, man, I can't believe Coach K did a great job getting these eight pros to win a game.
It's annoying. I get it. It's annoying, but it belongs to them.
But they don't. Where's the swagger? I need swagger. If you win all the time, act like it. Duke fans act like they're underdogs. And they also are acting like they don't know that the Duke's going to win the game. They're showing the UNLV game before. They're going, man, huh, can't believe it. You know what happened. They're acting like it's real time.
It's their main source of pride, though. You can't deny a person's main source of pride. You just have to go, all right.
That's why
my sources of pride, too.
And that's why I don't like Taylor Swift, Duke fan mentality. She'll know a concert sold out, get on stage and go, huh? I thought this building was empty. I didn't know. That's how Duke fans act.
Yeah, I hear you. Let's go to Greg and Bethlehem to start things off. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys. I'm with Ty on that. I'm tired of hearing about all the Duke success. You know, we all know how successful they are, and Coach K is great, but I don't need to see it all.
But why are you tired? Here's why you're tired of it. You're jealous of it. I mean, we all have to own up. Like, we're jealous of major successes.
Sure, sure. I mean, that's why I'm... you're right. I mean, I'm...
Yeah.
That's why...
So that's why I pull away. I go, you know what? It's I can't refute it. Like what they're saying isn't wrong.
Right.
So, like, I don't have an argument on the other side.
No, I agree. I mean, it's the same thing for me with the Patriots. You know, Tom Brady and the boys.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's another thing. You know, it's like you're jealous.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it is. I think I'm sure that's what it is.
Yeah.
But did you happen to catch the 2010 no hitter that Doc threw against Cincinnati?
No.
That was a masterful game. I watched like the last six innings of it, and I felt sorry for the hitters. You know, I mean, he'd throw that. He'd throw that slider that it would catch the outside corner.
He was brilliant. He was a tactician. He's like a great artist. That's what I loved about him. I could watch him pitch every game, but it's hard for me to watch an entire game, throwback game, you know, an entire game. Like, I'll look in on it, but I don't want to watch it from start to finish.
Well, I didn't know for sure that it was that. I mean, I knew what game it was, but I, you know, because it was shown as a classic, I figured it probably was going to be a no hitter, but I didn't know until the last out, you know, that it was going to be a no hitter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wanted to rely on your expertise. How much of that is Chooch calling a great game? Because,
You know, it's a little bit part of it, but I know he gets credit for calling a great game. A guy who throws a no hitter, come on, man, it's not the catcher,
right?
All right, it's not the catcher. It's that guy putting the ball exactly where he wants to put it every single pitch. That's what a no hitter is,
right? And none of his
sometimes you get lucky with a bad pitch and they pop it up or whatever, but for the most part, you're in command.
And he didn't get a lot of cheapies because he was also striking guys out.
Yeah.
He wasn't one of those guys that needed to defense played well, but he was overpowering with his stuff with it.
Exactly. So. Now, here's where a catcher in that kind of situation gets credit for one thing. Knowing what the guy wants to throw. Like, he's that tuned into him. Okay, he'll want to throw this here. And that's the pitch you call. That's the brilliance of a catcher. But it's basically the guy executing his pitches.
Right. The rhythm plays a role, right? Because you have to be in a good rhythm, and catcher plays a role with the rhythm, right?
Yeah. How that has his way of pitching. So it's not like the catcher can dictate the rhythm. It's the pitcher always dictates the rhythm. But it's like, okay, in this situation, he'll want to throw, because he won't shake me off. Like, he'll want to throw this.
Right.
You know, that's the zone that they're in, where a pitcher doesn't shake him off once.
But that's what I meant by rhythm. Mm-hmm. If you're shaking guys off multiple times, like when Posada would pitch it, would catch in the playoffs, and those games were unwatchable.
And he'd walk to the mound?
Yeah, and then you're not going to get the same kind of rhythm that you would on a day like that.
Yeah, Chooch knew him well enough to know exactly what he wanted to throw, so that was good. Ryan in Lansdale. Ryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ryan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Ryan?
No, I want to I have a sports point. I want to do a quick Twitter point, if I could. Mm-hmm. You might. This morning, I had somebody had called you a disparaging name, I guess, on Twitter last night, and I came up. I responded to the guy, backed you up, and next thing I know, he blocked me, man. I don't know what happened.
I must have done it by mistake. I must have misunderstood that you were endorsing that guy.
Oh, no.
I'll unblock you. What's your Twitter name? I'll unblock you.
That's PSU Gold.
PSU Gold? Okay.
Yeah, I sent something to Natalie in that run too today.
PSU Gold. I'll look it over. Because I have very little patience for somebody who likes... Like, somebody will like a disparaging comment that's said to me, and they're out too. But that's a quick block for me.
If there's a heart
next to it, and it's a disparaging word, you're gone.
Nah, he was nasty to you. Like,
okay. I apologize, Ron. I must have misunderstood.
No problem, man. But about the sports, my whole sports point now is, I was saying before, I guess in the start of the show, that, you know, sports these days, I guess, aren't as important until we kind of get things done, and it's not really, you know, and it's kind of on the back burner. I just kind of look at it as more of a distraction. I mean, you turn on the news, you turn on the paper, you look at everything, and all you hear about now is what's going on with the virus. And I know it's a major issue for everybody. You kind of just want a little bit of a distraction sometimes. And with everything, you know, all the live shows now are either via satellite, or they're being taped, or they're not on anymore. I just want a couple of hours a day where I'm not getting bombarded by the 24-hour news cycle. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of want just something to look at. It's not enough.
Listen, people will watch that. I get it. I'm just giving you my personal opinion. Sports involves people being part of sports. And unless it's like something like I'll make an exception for tennis here, because I can't believe Wimbledon canceled it already. If there's ever a social distancing sport, it's tennis. But like in basketball, you're going to have all these games. They're going to go one after another. And they're going to be at the same venue and blah, blah, blah. And it's going to be controlled. To me, that's like just getting it over with. Like we're in such a need, we have to get it over with, and we're so desperate, we're going to get it over with this way. That's where it's not pure enough for me.
I'm with you on that point, too. I just wish this could be over sooner than later, so we can kind of get back to this.
I'm resigned to the fact that I don't want to, or I don't think we should see NBA or NHL the rest of the year. You wipe it clean, and then you concentrate on when baseball is going to resume. And then hopefully a full football season. And the next year, it'll be different. You know, I don't feel the need to, quote unquote, get it over with by plying these games into like one little space and one little time quadrant. Drew in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, Drew?
Hey, man, just another day of self-quarantine here, that's all. So appreciate you being there for me, reaching out, being able to talk to you guys. This topic may not be in your wheelhouse. I know it's probably in Tyrone's, though, maybe. I was watching ESPN last night, and I saw they were rerunning an old episode of WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you got any interest in wrestling, but I see that they're actually going to go through with having it this year. They're going to go on with their main production, their big show, but they're
not going to have people.
Closed environment. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, that's the way wrestling used to be. Wrestling was done in a studio. So to me, you can pull that off in a studio. It's not as much fan involvement for that.
Really? I think the fans are part of it. I'm surprised they're doing it.
They're performing in front of fans who get crazy, but it's not like the momentum of the fan is going to create energy for the wrestler like it would for basketball. Because it's all scripted. Every move is scripted,
but they still got to go on adrenaline to get their matches. I mean, these guys are some pretty good performers.
They're trained to be that, though. They train to be performers. It's like they're just performing what they're trained to do.
Yeah, I hear you, but I still think it was pretty interesting that they decided to be one of the only acts in town to go through with still pulling off, you know, a big show. And I guess they figured that if they can just do it in an empty arena, they can still get the online and the pay-per-view money from it.
Why not? That guy cares about.
He's
good. He's a showman. That's all he is.
This
is pure sport. You know, it's different for me.
Okay. Well, just right by you, Mike. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Yeah, I know you want the WrestleMania. You like that WrestleMania stuff.
Yeah, but I'm confused as why you think sports are more pure and more important than other facet of life. In a way, you're saying it's not important, but in a way, you're saying it's extreme. Because that's the only thing you're not willing to compromise. You're willing to compromise anything else but sports.
It's because it's not the sport. It's being shoehorned into an unnatural environment. The wrestling thing is not an unnatural environment. They're performing in the same kind of venue. There's just not fans there. Fans are every bit a part of the NBA and NHL experience.
It's part of wrestling, too.
Yeah.
And that studio wrestling, nobody that's currently wrestling did studio wrestling without fans. Nobody currently wrestling. You'd have to be 50, 60 years old.
You're not going to make a wrestler perform the move better because it's already ultra rehearsed. The crowd has nothing to do that guy executing the move.
You do not watch it enough to know what you're talking about. It has a tremendous amount to do with it. The crowd absolutely does.
It's completely different.
It's not completely different.
And it's can be pulled off a lot more easily than an NHR NBA.
So everything else can compromise, but sports don't touch. Explain that, please. Because everything else is being changed.
What are you talking about? What else is being changed in sport?
Everything else in life
forget
is being
life.
Changed,
we're talking
but
about,
sports.
Forget,
Why
forget,
won't you change sports
life.
When everything else
life
in life
is
changed?
Life is still going on. We still have to survive life. Sports is entertainment. The entertainment value of sports is how it's brought to us in the first place. It has nothing to do with life.
A bar is used to having people. They've made adjustments to do takeout.
They made adjustments by shutting down and having takeout.
That's an adjustment.
That's for survival. How survival has nothing to do with sports. We're going to survive if we don't have sports.
TV shows are making adjustments. Concerts are making adjustments.
What do you mean TV shows are making adjustments?
All the news shows are making adjustments. Every one of them has made adjustments. Everybody's making adjustments. You're saying sports can make no adjustments. I'm only
TV
asking why.
TV shows are not dependent on fan involvement.
And why is the game dependent on fan involvement?
Because the fan brings out the whole spectacle of what a sport is. It brings energy to a building. It creates home court advantage versus non-home court advantage. They're all variables in what we enjoy about sports. You're taking away all the variables and you're stripping it bare. To me, not to you, obviously, to me, it's not the same.
I understand.
But you're arguing with my view.
I'm not arguing with you at all.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. You're not answering my question.
You're trying to make me see why no, I don't care
if you see my way at all. I don't care about that. Not one bit. I'm asking a question that the people are going to ask, and I think it's fair.
It's not.
There are adjustments being made in America right now around the world.
It's completely visible on why they're not the same.
I'm asking why is the one thing
you want?
How in
the world do you not see life is different than sport?
There are other things that aren't. Concerts aren't life. They are making adjustments based on this new time. I'm saying, why are sports the only thing you don't think should be adjusted?
Because you need to you don't have to have fans to complete a concert. The music is going to come out the same way to you. It's going to be presented in your living room the same way, whether there's a crowd there or not. Sports cannot be presented to you in the same way without a crowd.
You think a musician, when they're playing a concert, does not get anything from the crowd?
Of course he gets a little something, but it's a rehearsed performance. You're missing what's a rehearsed performance. Again, what's not a rehearsed performance? Variables affect a non-rehearsed performance.
All right, I'm just, okay.
Thomas and Broomall, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thomas.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's up, Thomas?
Good. I want to talk about, you know, the coronavirus. When I heard you talk about, you know, the person coughing on the oranges and, you know, people coughing on products in stores, you know, I had to call in to say, you know, like, how stupid those people are. Like, what's the purpose of doing those things? We're supposed to, you know, be safe. We're supposed to try to stay home as much as possible. Like, I don't understand their reason behind all that.
Wait, the reason behind what?
Like coughing on stuff.
There are people that are so insecure that they have to have people pay attention to them, and so that's the way they misguidedly think. There's a demented part of their brain. That's
like
what it is.
People just aren't taking this seriously. I mean, only we can make this better by doing what they're saying. Stay home. If you don't have to leave your house, don't leave. You know, this is going to be longer if people don't pay any attention to it. Like, I work in retail, and I see people coming in for non-essential things. Like, I think that we can live without candy and makeup and stuff like that if it means that we can be safe in our houses.
Yeah, but listen, let's just say, I understand what you're saying, and that applies to the people that congregated for a corona party. Those people are not taking this seriously, and they're idiots, right?
Yeah.
Somebody who would cough on food is an aberration. It's a malfunction in their brain.
Yeah.
You know, like they're missing. They're so depleted inside that they think they're getting something from that. Like, to pay attention to me. Look what I can do. Like, that's not a regular human being.
Yeah, I get that. But I'm hoping sports comes back soon.
Oh, well,
let me
ask you, do you want the studio version of the NBA?
I mean, I'd rather see it, you know, live there, but if that's the case, or if that's not going to happen, then it's something. It's something than just the news or just,
okay,
you know, we
and,
need
and you can sit there and still enjoy it. I understand that.
Yeah.
Me, personally, I think it's such a drop-off that I'm not as interested in seeing it.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right, Thomas. Let's go Sean and, all right, we'll take a break. 610-622-0975. Back after this.
Mike Missinelli
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, go to your Mercedes.com. Yourmercedes.com. See the inventory at the dealerships I've known and trusted for more than 5 years now. Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, and Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. Now, over the years, I've been in many Mercedes-Benz models, from the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLC and GLB family SUVs, and I've loved every one of them. Now, while the dealerships are closed, you can still visit them online at yourmercedes.com and see their inventory, lease specials, and service hours. Their service departments remain open as an essential service to their customers. They are fully committed to taking the utmost precautions to keep you and their team safe. At Mercedes-Benz Fort Washington, Westchester, and Atlantic City, it is truly the best of nothing. Check them out online at yourmercedes.com.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
244, Mike Masinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Right, we got a lot of people to talk to today. We have Keith Pompey coming on at 3:30. And we'll get the latest on what's going on with the 76ers and how they could possibly proceed. I was reading Keith this morning, and he says that he does think, he answered a fan's question about Brett Brown. And he does think there is a possibility that if the season is not resumed and it ends like right where it is, that Brett Brown could be back as the head coach for the Sixers.
Really?
Yes. Mm. He wrote that today. So, he's on the inside. And I think one of his rationales was he still has a lot of money left on the contract. And so the management would, instead of biting a bullet on that, would go, well, it's been a messed up season anyway. Why not bring him back?
That's interesting because if the season doesn't resume, that will increase their financial hit. Mm-hmm. So do they want to be just giving away money to a guy to sit home?
Yes.
But would he be on a short? Well, you can ask. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he would be on a short leash next year. Like if they're 10-10 after 20, mm-hmm. do they zip him? Or I'm wondering how that would work. Because that's dangerous when you have a coach that's like that. To me, that could be dangerous.
Yes. One thing I wanted to say, because I want to say this to all of our employees here at our radio stations, not only here, but throughout the country. And you probably read about it because it was in the news. All employees here are taking a 10% pay cut from their salaries, which hurts a lot of people in this company. So my heart goes out to everybody in this company who now has to sacrifice during this whole thing by having 10% less in their pay. And it kind of made me feel uncomfortable about the cash contest that we started at 210 today. And then I started to think about it and I go, okay, well, as long as the cash contest can benefit someone else who may need it, then I guess I should be okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's people out there.
The timing of it may seem odd to people. If you read the story about our company last week, and then you see we have a cash contest, the timing of it makes you pause, as it did me. But then I started to think, okay, well, if somebody can win some cash, that can only help their lives.
Yeah, they may have gotten a 100% cut, that winner.
So I just thought that I needed to mention that. Did I hear somebody?
That was Natalie.
Oh, is Nat? Got, Nat, did you want to say something?
Oh, yeah. No, there's so many people that are struggling right now. And if that can benefit other people, especially our listeners,
yes.
you know, who are hanging in here with us as
right.
we all go through this together, like mm-hmm. everybody's being impacted.
Yeah.
So if this can give somebody something, maybe just it might be food or something towards rent. Mm-hmm. That's what really matters
yes.
right now.
And my first instinct was to feel bad for our employees. And I understand this contest was planned way well in advance. So I had to process all that because I thought that it would really look odd to our employees. So on one hand, my heart goes out to everybody here who is going to lose 10% of their salaries. But on the other hand, just to prove that we're in this together, hopefully you can win some cash to help your situation. And you can be qualified to win a $10,000 grand prize.
Yes, and if I may speak for myself and Natalie, we appreciate you caring.
Yeah.
Because there are people in positions, maybe not exactly like yours, similar to yours, who were not as thoughtful as you were.
Yeah.
So we wanted to say it publicly.
Yeah, thanks,
that
Mike.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, it was it's not a tough spot. It just struck me as, you know, like I have instincts that go one way and I feel bad for people who are trying to do their jobs and put together radio on an everyday basis. Not only here, and like we owned five stations, right?
The five. Yeah.
But all the other Beasley Media stations, everybody's losing this. And I will also add that the CEO is taking a 20% cut on her salary of the company.
Yes.
So we're all sacrificing. All right, let's go. Sean in Port Providence. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean. Hello, Sean. All right, Sean's not there. Let's go. Jerome in Elkins Park. Jerome, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerome.
Hey, people. How we doing?
What's up, Jerome?
Does the gladiators fight any harder if there wasn't anybody in the stands? You know, in ancient Rome.
Would they?
Would they?
Well, they're surviving, so probably not. It's either they win or they're dead.
I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, you know, but the fact that I realized I could go without sports for now until this finally gets cleared up makes me realize that, you know, I'm not addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a distraction. And put it in that kind of context. Before people think I'm trying to go too deep, I think a distraction for me is something, I mean, there's not zombies jumping over our hoods. So this is what it is. And look at something that might take you away from something. A movie like Lost Highway or Vanilla Sky or something Pan's Labyrinth that Guillermo del Toro should have won an Oscar for and not Shape of Water, you know?
What are you making an editorial statement here?
Yeah, I guess you want to call it that.
Jerome?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, so you're cheesed about the Shape of Water still?
I don't like, you know, like anything else of our so-called POTUS, is that people are behind the curve all the time.
Yeah.
They can't, when they can't look outside the box, then they lag and they try to play catch up and, ooh, I made a mistake. And raise your hands up, Tyrone, because even you understand that. You know,
Jerome, I'm trying to figure out what your overall point to this is.
I'm going with this, that the people who control the thing made it because they couldn't trust everybody, so they overemphasized it. And it has, you know, the content of seriousness to the max. And people are, you know, in the most extreme expiring. But in the long run, when you see people taking and diversifying and creating things that they didn't do before to benefit this, there is, you know, that inner fiber for us humanity. You know, we have people, you know, who have been shuttered in, but yet they're complying because there isn't anywhere else to go. But then you reach in and you look inside yourself and say, there is more to me, male, female, whatever, than I ever knew possible.
Okay, so I think with the way you started out, you're saying it wouldn't matter to you if they canceled the sports seasons.
No, it wouldn't.
Okay.
It wouldn't.
All right. I mean, you had a lot of thoughtful commentary in there, and I was just trying to, you started out with a certain point. I just didn't know where you were on that. Now, listen, I will say that every sport is different. Like, I'm thinking of tennis. They canceled Wimbledon, right? Now, to me, that's a sport that can carry on. That's a sport where you really don't need the crowd. These guys have to have absolute quiet to perform, right? They get the adulation after the shot. I get it, and that could jack them up in a whole bit. But they can still play the game without the crowd. My view.
No, they absolutely could, because like you said, they're not allowed to make a sound after the fact.
So it surprises me that they canceled so soon.
That was because of the pomp and circumstance of it. I think they think if I can't be completely whole, I can't be. While the French Open just delayed. Because they don't look at the same frou-frou pomp and circumstance. I think Wimbledon, I don't think they canceled it for the sporting part of it.
You know, like to me, you can pull that off in wrestling. You can pull it off in with concerts. You can't pull it off with NBA basketball, in my opinion. Hockey, I'm even trying to think, can you pull it off with hockey? Because in hockey, there's so much idle time during a game. Like, it's different. Basketball is like, you're trying to score on every play. Every play you're trying to score, and it's like frenzied. And part of that frenzy involves crowd energy. And I just look at basketball as different as maybe any other sport. And maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Like football, because you do it in football.
To me, you can do it with any sport. To me, mm-hmm. It's not perfect. What my issue more is, and it's why, but you've explained it. You do look, I was trying to understand. You do look at it a little bit differently, and that's fine. That's not a negative, by the way. I was just trying to get to the crux. You do look at it a little bit different, that the game needs to have a certain element or it's not worth having.
Yes.
And that's where I disagree with that specific part. I think that you can do all of them in a pandemic situation if the people want it. Now, the people might not want it. I think it should be up to the people.
They'd all be pickup games. Basically, they would all be pickup games.
Well, you got to have the refs and all that. That's there.
I get it, but it's still basically a pickup game. And how much is that going to hold your attention?
I would love it.
You would? After the first couple games, you would still love it?
I would love it.
Is the quality of the product going to be worth watching?
Well, I don't know.
Right.
And frankly, I doubt it.
Right,
because you're going to resume a season with these guys being idle and not in tip-top condition.
Right. I guess I think that that's also a question for this debate is, would you want to watch an unfinished, it's essentially an unfinished product that we're watching for the sake of it. I'm just curious.
In any scenario,
right.
They wouldn't just go right back into playing. Let's say it's till the end of April. They would have about a month, the month of May, to get back in shape. And then you start the games in June without fans. They wouldn't go like, okay, pandemic's up May 1st.
Oh, no.
May 2nd, here's a game.
I'm just saying the whole quality of the game is going to be altered in so many different ways. It's almost like, is it even worth it just to have some sort of sport? I don't know.
They've already talked about it with baseball. They're talking about starting the baseball season with no fans.
Right.
That's another game where it's like you have to have complete, well, you don't, but it's completely focused on, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. To me, basketball plays to the crowd more than any other sport.
And you could be right.
It's about trash talking. It's about getting the crowd up and wolfing at the crowd. It's about Joel Embiid putting his hands up. It's about all that. It's about AI cupping his ear. It brings the energy to the sport that completes it.
Now I want to cry.
All right, let's go to 3 o'clock hour. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Mike Missanelli show back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.